Hello and welcome to this Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast. Thank you as always for supporting the Veg Grub podcast. Your support really does help and it really keeps everything running. I don't often feel I show my appreciation enough, but I really do appreciate it. And it really does help me keep doing this podcast, keep encouraging people to grow more of their own food, which is what I really love. Now, tonight, I've got a few things that I want to talk about. I've had a really good weekend. We want to talk about how to sow and grow rhubarb from seed, something that I do every year. And also, I have had a couple of conversations on Friday, which really has made me think about things once again and get excited for the year ahead. But first of all, sowing and growing rhubarb from seed. Now, in the last few years, I have been sowing rhubarb from seed. I include it every January in the Supporters Club pack because it is so, so easy. It's one of the things that I was absolutely shocked when I first started growing rhubarb from seed, just how easy it was. It isn't an instant result, but when we sow these from seed, we could be harvesting rhubarb within its first year. It's really not fussy. It's really easy to grow, and it is a fantastic crop that just comes back year after year after year once it's established. Now, to start these seeds off, all I've done is I've filled up plug plant tray starters, or I'm using more and more of the Charles Dowden 60 trays because I find those to be quite good and long-lasting. Filled that up with multi-purpose compost, dipped a hole in the top and dropped in a single seed in each one. I then placed that on my heated propagator, which does need a bit of warmth just to get it going. And I reckon within 2 weeks, these will germinate. We'll start to see the leaves coming out the top, which we just leave to grow. Now, of course, at this point, they're going to want some light. They're still going to be one kept in the warm, but we just encourage them to grow. Pot them up when the roots are coming out the bottom, which does take a very little time. Just keep building them up into bigger and bigger pots. And eventually, come March, we can start getting them outside into the greenhouse or cold frames. Just start getting them used to being outside. After a while, I would say probably May, once the risk of frost has passed. Rhubarb is actually incredibly strong, incredibly tough. But I like to not get my seedlings out till May. And then we're going to plant them in the bed where they are to live. Now, in order to prepare the bed, we do need to remove all weeds. We need to incorporate plenty of well-rotted organic matter in the form of compost. Horse manure, rhubarb loves as well, as long as it is well-rotted. But you want a really, really rich bed. Rhubarb is a very, very hungry and thirsty plant. So the more organic matter we incorporate to the bed, the better. Plant the rhubarb in and then water it in well, leave it to grow. And then once the rhubarb is thick enough that you get enough leaves on it, once you get enough stalks on it that you feel it is strong enough, you can start harvesting. Now, of course, you don't want to harvest after August. You want to leave some stalks on for the plant to put some energy into the roots to get it through the winter. But as it turns to about November, I find it dies down, at which point I like to give it a good coating with compost and then also straw, just to protect it over the winter to keep it going. The following year, it will just come back and you can start harvesting from April onwards your rhubarb. Like I say, it's a really easy plant. The important thing is to remember it is a hungry plant, so it does need a bit of compost in spring, summer, just a good mulch of compost. And it can tolerate a good frost over winter, so it is worth covering over with some straw just to help it out a little bit as well. And one of the other things you can do is force rhubarb. When it gets old, pull a bucket over the top and force rhubarb, so you get some early rhubarb that is very, very sweet. When rhubarb is about 5 years old, I spoke about this just the other day on the podcast as well. When rhubarb is about 5 years old, it's also worth splitting the crown, splitting the roots into three pieces just to rejuvenate it and give it a good chance of lasting a little bit longer. Like I said, rhubarb is incredibly, incredibly tough. We used to have a rhubarb crown grown in my parents' house. My stepdad would run it over with a lawnmower every week. It still would keep coming back. Go give it a go. Let me know how you get on. Now, for this week's little challenge, something I like to set on a Sunday, is something that I've started adding, is just to get you involved. Share with me a few of your gardening exploits. And what I want to know this year, or this week, sorry, is what have you sown from seed that you found to be incredibly easy, that it surprised you? Like I said, for me, it is the compost, the rhubarb. I found that to be so, so easy. But perhaps you have something that surprised you just how easy it was to grow from seed. Now, this brings me up to some conversations I had on Friday. I'll start with one, the second out of the two conversations, because I'm not too bothered by this one. It was a conversation with a book company that contacted me about advertising on the podcast. And I'm not sure if I'm going to do it. I'll be honest with you guys. I want to be honest with you as you support the podcast. I didn't get a good feeling. They wanted me, I put it in a really high price just to see if they go for it, because I'm not fussed by it. But ultimately, at the same time, it can keep the podcast running. They want to sponsor a bit of a podcast and get their name in out there. So I'm considering that. But the one other conversation I had is with Mark from Buzz Into Beekeeping, all about beekeeping. Now, you will hear this on the podcast on Monday, tomorrow. It's a very, very long podcast, I'll tell you that. It's an hour of conversation with just me and Mark, and I've had to include a few other bits. At the moment, I've got a bit more to finish off, but we're looking around the 50-minute mark. So it's going to be quite a long podcast, I'm afraid. But I think it is worth it, because I now want to keep bees. I've always fancied keeping bees for quite a while. The idea of having honey and beeswax being produced in my garden or on my allotment does fill me with a lot of excitement. And having this conversation with Mark really got me thinking a bit further. I do feel it will be a step towards being self-sufficient. It will give us that extra food source, as well as benefiting our other plants in the garden as well. So it will help pollinating our tomatoes, our cucumbers and other things like that, which could naturally just improve our yields. It's something I'm seriously finishing thinking about. Not going to rush into anything just yet. Definitely something I've got to consider more seriously and go on a few courses to find out more. But genuinely, I do want to do it. I really, really do love honey at the moment. Well, it's given me a lot of things to think about for this weekend. I've been watching a few videos on beekeeping as well and a few other things. But I'm going to wrap this one up for tonight. Thank you so much for joining me. I'll be back again on Thursday night for you guys. But of course, tomorrow, the podcast will be out with that conversation about beekeeping. Please do give it a listen. Let me know your thoughts on it as well. Well, you take care, and I'll speak to you again next time. Until then, please take care.